President Trump holds a rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin later today. Of course, the scene in August of the officer shooting of Jacob Blake. Nights later, a right-wing teen from Illinois shot three protesters, killing two. So it's a tender area in a state that Trump won in 2016 by less than a single percentage point. And a House race in the 3rd District in the west of the state is being watched as a bellwether. Democrat Ron Kind is facing a challenge from the Republican former Navy SEAL Derek Van Orden. So let's check in for the last of our Here and Now District Profiles with Chuck Kornbach, reporter for WUWM in Milwaukee. Hi, Chuck.
Hello.
And so just touch on, you know, the president's going to be in Kenosha, perhaps bringing a law and order message to the rally tonight.
President Trump has made a concerted effort the last week or so to campaign in Wisconsin, campaigning near La Crosse, campaigning in Green Bay. He's trying to make up for what the polls say is a deficit of somewhere between 5 and 9 points, and it's expected to have quite a few people at the Kenosha airport tonight.
Okay, well, that's tonight. But meantime, these large rallies are playing a part in this district race. Congressman Ron Kind, who's been in office for more than 2 decades, was asked during a debate last week about the president's recent large rally in his area, as the state sees a surge in virus cases. Let's listen to what he had to say in this debate from the League of Women Voters, News 8 Now, WXOW, WIZM, and the La Crosse Tribune. Let's listen.
By working together, we can defeat this virus and emerge even stronger. But with the president coming to West Salem yesterday, it encouraged another large group rally with no social distancing and too many people not wearing face masks. That was so disrespectful to our frontline healthcare workers.
And Derek Van Orden responded to Kind's comments. Again, Kind the Democrat, Van Orden the Republican challenger. Let's listen.
Hey, man, I've been trying to figure out how to help you understand what I'm speaking about when I'm talking about freedom. Then I realized I simply can't, because you've never sat in a tent in Afghanistan holding your mortally wounded friend's hand as there's a satellite phone next to his ear with his wife crying out to God because she knows she'll never see the husband, her husband again, and the father of her children again.
So Van Orden trying to, you know, pull the conversation towards, you know, his war experience and freedom, and Kind trying to concentrate on the pandemic, which is resonating.
Well, so far the polls say that the Democratic governor, Tony Evers, has done a better job of handling the coronavirus in Wisconsin. Kind is aligned with Evers, of course, as a Democrat, and has taken on that same point of view that these big rallies are bad, that getting out the vote through web events and also some registration in person, or certainly the Wisconsin's huge absentee vote effort before the election is the way to go.
What are the people there saying are the big issues to them in this campaign?
Well, besides the coronavirus, which has hit that part of the state as well as western Wisconsin, Ron Kind has over the years championed health care. He's also protected the Mississippi River, which flows along about 200 miles of the district. He's been supporting dairy farmers. He's running a radio ad saying he took on both the Republican and Democratic leaders in Washington to support dairy farmers in his district. And finally, Kind opposed Nancy Pelosi returning as House Speaker last year. But what launched this campaign by Van Orden is that Kind voted for impeachment of Donald Trump.
And what about the Republican, Van Orden? What is he running on?
Well, besides his Navy experience, he's been a business consultant. He says he was motivated to run by Kind's impeachment vote. He's got most of the county sheriffs endorsing him. He is also pro-business, low taxes, anti-abortion, sort of the typical Republican platform with this Navy SEAL adder.
Well, and just quickly, Chuck, Democrats have won the presidential races there for decades. The president had his big surprise win in 2016. What's the feeling on the ground today?
In the state of Wisconsin, the most quoted polls show Biden ahead by about 5 points. Trump is making this late push, campaigning three times. Biden's been here once in recent weeks, was here a couple other times recently, including Kenosha. The Democrats have made a very active get-out-the-vote effort, continuing as we speak and on into the night and tomorrow morning. Republicans are trying to get out their voters as well, with the help from the president.
Excitement there?
There is a strong incitement. There is apprehension. There's anxiety. There's the whole gamut of emotions of a close race that could get closer. The pollster Charles Franklin at Marquette University has shown 5-point gap Biden ahead, but has also said that if turnout is not as big as the Democrats would like, or is more among Republican areas than Republicans have said, it might be closer. This could be 3 or less, and that falls into the margin of error and so on. So we're not anticipating a quick result.
Chuck Kornbach, reporter for WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you.
Thank you.